in a piece published in the Washington Post recently titled "Birds Are Shrinking." These scientists say it's a consequence of global warming. We seem to have more indications than ever of the very real prospect of our Earth warming faster than it should be. And this is one of the more interesting threads, if you will, to this topic. Joining me to discuss his article and this issue,
Ben Guarino, science reporter at the Washington Post.
Ben, thanks so much for joining me.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
How did you come across this?
Well, as you noted, this is one of the more interesting studies to come out of looking at the influence of climate. And what immediately jumped out to me was just the scale of the data that we have presented here. This data set involves more than 70,000 birds going back 40 years, and they've all been measured by the same scientist, which is not something you come across all that often. So if there was a signal here, if the data could tell us a story, there's a good sense that that story is pretty accurate.
Right. So this data set has considerable credibility. Tell us about this scientist, who he or she is and where they're located and what brought them to actually measure these birds.
The main drivers behind this study is an ornithologist named David Willard. He's at the Field Museum in Chicago. And back in 1978, one of his acquaintances mentioned to him that birds had been colliding with a nearby building. The largest convention center in the United States is McCormick Place, and it's located near the museum. So he walked over there and saw that yes, indeed, that there were birds on the ground who unfortunately had perished after colliding with the building. But being an ornithologist, he took them back to the museum and with his calipers and rulers began measuring them, taking the standard measurements that a bird expert would.
So he was just simply doing that because that's an aspect of his life's work there.
You're exactly right. And climate change wasn't really on his mind at all when he started doing this back in the 1970s. But as the years have gone by, there have been museum volunteers and there are some other groups in Chicago who have become more aware of bird collisions and they try to rehabilitate the birds. But if the birds die, they bring them to the museum and the museum includes them as part of their collection. And one of that process is Dave Willard goes and measures them and marks them down in his ledger. So in more recent years, you know, he realized he has had this wealth of data. And because we have temperature going back at the same time, they could look at how the bird sizes were changing and start to link that to some of the observations with temperature as well.
Truly fascinating. What were some of the telltale signs that over the course of these four decades, these changes, and I understand that they're slight, you or I wouldn't necessarily pick up on them, but when this is what you do day in and day out, you're noticing these substantial changes in how these birds are evolving. So what were the telltale signs that seemed to indicate, at least from a scientific perspective, that it could be related to climate change?
You're exactly right that they're subtle, but because there are so many birds here, they exist. There's statistical analysis that goes on to confirm that these are valid. But we're talking about a loss in their body weight of about 3%. Their legs are getting shorter by about 2%, and their wings, curiously, are getting longer. Now, the scientists weren't quite sure what to make of that at first. You can think of the shrinking body mass because the smaller you are, the cooler you can stay. But the longer wings, they're not quite sure why the wings are getting longer. One theory is that if you have the longer wings compared to a smaller body, you might be able to fly more efficiently. And that's really important if you're under stress because the temperature is heating up, because your environment's getting warmer, you might have fewer food resources. You want to be as efficient as you can possibly be.
Mm-hmm. And your piece points out quite interestingly, you had already stated that his collection has samples from more than 70,000 individual birds. How many species is represented in that?
So that's 52 different species, and you're exactly right. Over that breadth of bird, about half of them are common birds that you and I might encounter on a stroll through a city. We're talking about things like dark-eyed juncos and swamp sparrows. Mm-hmm. So these are in the study that he's included, these are large populations, common birds, but there's a diversity of species here, and that's really important to get across because it's not as though food scarcity might be affecting one type of bird population. We're seeing these across all different species of birds that have very different lifestyles. So that's what leads the scientists to believe that there's something widespread going on. There's something more universal to the experience of being a bird, and that's what led them to look at temperature.
Yeah, and it seems if his collection represents more species than normally one would encounter in the Chicagoland area, it does sort of give credence, at least from where I'm sitting, to that theory about the longer wingspan as an evolutionary adaptation for these birds to take greater flight to get away from warming temperatures. I know one of your colleagues at Washington Post, I interviewed not too long ago, regarding some of the hot spots in North America for global warming, and one is not too far from Chicago, a place I vacationed this past summer up in northwest portion of Michigan in the Lower Peninsula, where Sleeping Bear Dunes National Lakeshore is. Mm-hmm. And when I visited there, I didn't realize it was one of these hot spots. I discovered that after visiting there. But perhaps some of these species are coming from places such as that and other places out west.
Yeah, the scientists looked particularly at summer temperatures in some of these breeding areas that are, some of them are north of Chicago, where they breed. And there's also a body of work that suggests that it could be evolution, it could be a natural selection at work, but it also could just be that when it's hot out in the summer and you have young birds, that they're stressed and they simply don't grow as well.
Really fascinating piece. I trust that this work will continue.
Exactly right. What they plan to do next is they're going to, because all of these birds have been kept in the museum storage, they've become museum samples, they're able to go back, take physical samples of the birds and do some genetic testing to explore that question. Is climate change having an evolutionary effect on these birds? Can we see the markers of climate change in their genes? So stay tuned for more science coming out of this group.
Ben Guarino, science and environment reporter with the Washington Post and at WashingtonPost.com. Like I said at the outset, really fascinating article, topic, and I'm happy you reported on it. I certainly will stay tuned. I hope our audience does as well. Thanks so much for your time and knowledge today.
Thanks for having me.